Hey, Julie.
Hello.
Happy holidays.
You too. I got out my Christmas sweater.
Very nice
for
sweater.
The first
You're all,
time.
All decked out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's shiny. It's holidays. It's probably cozy too.
It is, right. Yeah.
And your name tag is on. Do you mind if we take a picture for Facebook?
Let's do that.
We'll do that after the interview. Thanks for coming in. Remind me, you're marketing for the Mead, right?
Correct.
What's the official title?
Marketing coordinator.
You looked a little unsure when you said that.
Almost
Do
had
they
a
have
look
you
at
doing
my name.
Other things also.
Certainly, especially this time of year,
yeah.
As we're just getting all three floors of that beautiful building spectacularly decorated.
The Hall of Trees is a pretty popular event, but sum up 2025 if you can. Was it a good year for the Mead?
Absolutely. So much going on. Makes my job easy because there's always something to talk about.
Don't let Crystal hear your job
okay,
is
I
easy.
Okay, I won't. No, it's really tough, Crystal.
You look really stressed today over your job. Good crew out there, too. Remind us, you, Crystal, and who else?
Megan is our curator. We've got Paula doing development. We've got Liz in programs. And then a lot of people behind the scene.
And we had Megan on for the Haunted Overnight, right?
Right.
Yeah, she was super fun. You got a good crew out there.
Absolutely.
And memberships, always looking for more members, right?
We are. I really appreciate the people who have, through all these years, had such a passion for Yankton history and the Yankton County Historical Society. So our members support us in many ways. And it's really a good time of year to say, well, 2026 is coming up, let's renew. Because if you renew or you get a new membership, just think you get to visit the Mead Building, the Hall of Trees, as many times as you want with no admission.
Other benefits of membership? What are people liking about it?
We tell you as a member first things, the programs that are happening in the events. So you really get that firsthand look. Like, let's say we have a program like the haunted history tours or the overnight, then you're going to get a little bit of a discount. Primarily, though, you're working with us to help us put forward our goals and our dreams and the big picture of
Keep
the
Mead
Museum.
Keep
yes.
moving ahead.
Yes.
Well, the Hall of Trees, I wouldn't miss it. We started going a few years ago, and it's become a tradition, a staple, and you got to keep doing it forever, okay?
Okay. All right.
It's the 8th annual event.
It is.
And where are you at on Christmas trees? How many?
85.
85?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Wait a minute. I thought you said 80 to me a while back. Did you overdo it?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't say no to people who talked to us at the last minute. And I'm a little competitive. When I took this job, Hall of Trees had just ended. And I was like, well, how many did we have? And they said, oh, like a little over 60. And so then the next year, last year, I started promoting 70 trees. I think it made everyone a little nervous. And then we were over 70 last year. And so in July, when we started talking again, I asked Megan, just how many trees can we put in the building? Well, imagine the electrical that's involved. So she came back with a plan and said, Julie, we can do 80. 80 is what we can do. Well, we've got 85.
Five of them are running on batteries. But
no, we worked them all in. And what's nice is that when Megan and Crystal put together that plan, they're not all squished together. So we really appreciate the love, the energy, and the creativity that goes into every tree. So we don't want you to be mashed in with the next tree beside you. So there's plenty of space between them. And yeah, I'm excited for everyone to see what's out there.
Tell them about the theme. The theme is spectacular.
1950s red carpet Christmas.
Ooh, that sounds classy.
It is. Mm-hmm. Just run that theme through your head without me giving away one big thing. Just imagine maybe what it looks like when you walk into the foyer. It got fully decorated yesterday. Kathy from Lilycrest in the Meridian District is the one who's been brainstorming this theme for literally 2 years. And you know Kathy's energy, right? She is bringing this in full force. 1950s red carpet Christmas. The main tree at the base of the steps is, it had me just speechless yesterday when I stopped in to see it.
Now, when people come in, they get a little token. They can vote for their favorite tree, right? And there's a little box by each tree?
Correct.
Who won last year?
The fire department auxiliary did.
Yeah, I think I voted for them too, so I was happy about that. But I will say this year, I'm going to be torn There's always great trees, but we have a tree up. KYNT has a tree up. And then my granddaughter's school has a tree up. So I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
Well, you'll have to, if you come two times, Jeff, then you can vote each time.
Ah.
And then the third time would be the tiebreaker between the two. Yeah. Stop in often. You just never know. I really was excited when I saw the design of the KYNT tree. It's upstairs on the third floor. So did you know we've got a third floor? And we fill that with Christmas trees. KYNT did a great job on the
design.
Make
sure that people know they can go up there and check out our tree.
Yes, there's plenty of signage to remind you. But I was really impressed with the little details on that tree. It's and it's a big tree.
You got goodies, refreshments?
We do. Free hot cocoa and coffee for everyone who's there. Thanks to all the people who have been donating the hot cocoa. It's pretty cool. Randomly, people stop in with these big boxes of hot cocoa. So that's a special thing.
We go at night. I mean, I just have to go at night. It's extra special at night. That's just my opinion.
It is. So Friday nights, we're open until 8 o'clock. And we'll have a piano player there that adds to the ambiance. Each one of those Fridays, we have a vendor who's giving away some sweet treat samples. And you're right. When it's dark outside,
it's just better.
It is.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
You got Santa Claus coming on some Sundays?
On Sundays. When you bring your kids on a Santa Sunday, it's the 7th, 14th, 21st. Three things you're going to do. You're going to visit Santa, certainly. You're going to let the kids do some free crafts. And then you're going to let them play in the Children's Transportation Museum. So it'll be a great afternoon for
them.
And
don't leave them there. You got to take them home.
You do. Okay. Yeah, that's a minor rule.
Well, I think it's a must-do in Yankton, the Hall of Trees, at the Mead. Anything else people need to know?
You know, all the details are on our website. So pretty easy website to remember, meadbuilding.org. And then you're going to just click on that homepage right on the Hall of Trees icon. And it'll tell you day by day what our hours are and what's going on that day.
Julie, thanks so much for doing this. And hello to everybody out at the Mead from us. We love visiting with you guys.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Oh, no one said that to me yet. Merry Christmas to you too. And happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving.